Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. If it was a fight, you said it would be. You said it would be this way.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Wiki Conversation. I just want to remind you it's going to be a Thursday one this week, not Wednesday, because I got stuff going on Wednesday. But thank you so much for tuning in. I got a migraine, so. But I got to do this. I got to get my words out. You know, my fans need me. You know, it's all God that does this. He's just a vessel. But I honestly, truly think because of Project Veritas and other agencies. See, there's not going to be a double standard here. They're not going to be able to have this border crisis and have like these kids in cages with the Biden administration and. It's okay with that, but not Trump. People are starting to see that, wait a minute here. I think people are starting to wake up and like, wait a minute here. What? But never before seen images from Dana, Texas, in these immigrant detention centers. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people. What do they think? They want to make America the country that these people are fleeing from. I mean, what do you expect when you have all these people with Biden shirts that say, medicine, Biden, what do you... I mean, that should be a clue to wake up, okay? They're not wearing, like, NCAA shirts of the team that lost, okay? They're wearing let us in Biden shirts. What do you mean, let us in, like, you, like... What do you mean, let us in, like, what, like, we're supposed to house them and feed them and take care of them? That's Democrats' jobs. They voted for Biden, those 80 million people. I guess they want hundreds of millions of people just coming across the border. Who knows what they had? I'll get into that. Yeah, we're one step closer to the Dream Act. I don't think the Dream Act is enough. I think we need to naturalize every person on planet Earth as U.S. citizens. Oh, they won't have to pay taxes, but they'll just get all the free stuff. You know. MTV former host Su Shin Park, she say that company is hotbed for racism. MTV still exists. Oh, you're talking about that I'm 13 and pregnant and Jersey TV? That channel? Okay, yeah, now I understand. You know, it's like, happy 40th birthday, MTV. Thanks for 14 years of music. I guess we're going to cancel MTV, which was canceled a long time ago. A Canadian father has been arrested for misgendering his 14-year-old female who refers to herself as a man. How dare you say he or she to me? I'm a boy. I could undress you and tell you if you're a man or a woman. I can't do this. But the Washington Post even has come out and said that Biden's great migration threatens Democratic power. It does. They want to be like totally extreme. And I think people are starting to wake up to realize that they want the Democrats or central Democrats. And Biden's like, the people that are Democrat in D.C. are like way left. Also some Manchester United news and stuff, so thank you so much. Don't forget John 4:4. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you so much for tuning in. You know, one of my friends, a family member, sent me a video, and the guy's on there. He's like, you know, COVID-19 is just a stepping stone into removing our constitutional republic. Just like gun laws. No, we're not going to ban guns. It's just a little tiny gun law. Come on. It's just a extensive background check. I mean, you want how can you be against background? Come on, buddy. And most people buy it. And then one person dies from a gunshot. Well, you know, that background check's good, but we need to have even that didn't go far enough. And then they do something else. And then two people die. And then they say, well, what? Maybe we need to do way more. And before you know it, you don't have a gun usage at all, and your Second Amendment's down the toilet. That's how coronavirus is. We need you to stay at home and social distance. Stay away from people. We ain't sick, but we're going to call it quarantining. You need to quarantine at home. And we need to lock down and quarantine. That way, because the more you stay home and quarantine, the less likely you're going to... You have this... See, they have a percentage rate of the virus. And they just... Some people have this belief that if you have like 2% of the population that are going to die, let's say, and they take that 2% of the population, they think that, well, if we social distance at home and quarantine and we mask and we do this, that 2% death rate might be less. If you give everyone in the United States COVID, 2% will die no matter what you do. Or 1% or whatever it is. Quarantining is reserved for, see, back in the day, everyone functioned as normal, and if you got sick, you quarantined. You went to a spot, and you got away. My wife shared, my producer shared a wonderful photo of someone trying to pick up their immune system, aka a mask. And they get these people to buy this. They want a social distance. To me, I've always believed that this pandemic was, let's see with this fake pandemic. Let's just see how easily we can manipulate these people to control them. How many people have really needed that crap load of toilet paper that they said you would have to have? I'm waiting. Go ahead. Those people, remember that? When people were fighting over punching and kicking and stealing. I need 10 cases of toilet paper. All we have to do is get the media to come out with whatever the next thing is. Oh, yeah. If they would have said that you were going to get sick and throw up a lot, you'd be having people getting ginger and nausea stuff. They said that you might get diarrhea. So people for a 14-day quarantine, that how they knew 14 days. That, guess what, folks? It's okay. You need fight. That's why people are fighting over toilet paper, because the media, just like I said, when Bush was president, it was all about the gas price. As soon as Obama was in office, the media wasn't pushing the gas price. Well, they should have. It was actually higher. Go ahead. Stay home. Thousands and thousands of businesses and companies are going under, but it's for the greater good. Stay home. Stay social distance at your own house and quarantine even though you ain't got the virus. It's for your own. It's for the greater good, even though thousands and thousands of jobs are being lost because companies are forced to close their doors. Don't worry. Even though before this COVID-19, we had 1.5 million people die from tuberculosis. Were you wearing a mask for tuberculosis? Where was the social distancing for tuberculosis when 1.5 million people died from it? Where was the pandemic? I must have not have got that memo. Because the media didn't make it the narrative. The media didn't push tuberculosis. There's a crisis at the border. The media could exploit it for what it really is and say, hey, something needs to be done. Hello. Or do nothing about it. Like I've said before, it's a media thing. If the media wants the narrative to be about gas price, then they'll push it. You could have lower gas price under Bush, but they push the gas narrative. Like I've said before in this program many, many times, hey, we got the gas tax eliminated by not my man Mitch. Why? Because the gas price was so high. Well, it was actually higher under Obama, but who cares? Who cares? Because it wasn't the narrative. 1.5 million people died from TB, but where was the pandemic? If we treated the flu like COVID for years now, for probably my whole lifetime, you'd be wearing a mask to prevent the flu. You'd be social distancing. There are seasonal flus years that are so bad that we should be limiting people at the hospitals. Why didn't we? Because that wasn't the narrative. How dare you? People have died? 1.5 million people died of TB? Now, anyone that's shoving this COVID crap going off because COVID, look how many people died from COVID. You better be 199% the most pro-life person out there, because if you support a woman's right to take a coat hanger up there and cut up her, then how can you support that and say that's perfectly fine, but how dare you insensitive having Thanksgiving while people have died from COVID? Okay, well then you better not be at all in support ever of abortion, because how can you support killing thousands of babies? Oh, you can't go visit a loved one in the hospital, but I bet you $100 I could have went to an abortion clinic with my wife and been there when she had the abortion. But I couldn't go visit a loved one at a hospital that was dying. I mean, you couldn't. There were dentist offices that couldn't even open, but they had abortion clinics open. When small businesses are forced to close, but corporate money machines like Walmart and Amazon are allowed to stay open, it's not about a pandemic. It's not. When 1.5 million people die from tuberculosis, but nothing, you never hear a word about it, I wonder why. Why is one a pandemic and one not? I don't know. You tell me. You're insensitive. Welcome to the program. You there?
Yeah.
Right on, man. It's just sad, man, that people don't get that. You know, we live in a society where, like, when 1.5 million people die from tuberculosis in a year and there's no call for a pandemic, But then you have COVID-19, and I know people that are pro-abortion. I'm like, oh, women should have as many as they want, but then they get on me because people have died from COVID, and I don't care about that. Like, I'm insensitive to people that have died from COVID, but I'm not, but, like, they don't care if a woman has an abortion. And I'm like, so you're supporting killing babies in the womb, but you're against me because I'm supposedly insensitive somehow because 1% of the population will die from COVID. Figure out what that percentage is and that number is, and that's how many people will pretty much die from this disease. If you were that concerned about COVID, you'd be that concerned about the seasonal flu and TB and all these others. But we've learned to live with them, and we've learned to accept it. We've learned to accept that. You know, because 5 years ago, if you treated COVID like you did the flu, you'd have been social distancing. But they want to get you. This is not a new normal, folks. Having businesses shut down and people being forced to stay home and quarantine, quote unquote, when they're not. Now, if you're actually having the COVID and you're staying at home because you are infected, then you're truly quarantining. But if they want the people to lock down and stay at home and quarantine, then it's not really quarantining. Now, if you're sick, and that's another big thing. So many places don't even have a community standard. Like, one place that I've worked at will tell you, okay, folks, you have to have 2 negative tests before you can come back to work. And you go to this place that has, like, a full staff nurse on board that will help you out. And if you get sick or whatever, they do a lot of that. If you can go to them, they will treat you before you go to the hospital. Okay, well, they'll tell you, well, you're going to have all these antibodies and all this stuff in your system. So you're probably, that's why if you have someone that takes COVID and 14 days later they test positive, they might still be testing positive because of all the antibodies and all this stuff. Goes back to the cannabis, where if you use hemp and CBD products, they can, since they're from the cannabis plant, they can a lot of the times test positive. You know, it's like the Senator Durbin. I am close to getting the Senate votes needed to advance the DREAM Act. These people don't realize, it's these true kids that, like, when they had this one time, and I remember when they did this, this guy was going out there and he goes, well, like, well, why don't you take them in and da-da-da, since you want all these people here and all this stuff, and, oh, I can't, and all of them's responsible. Well, I'm married to her. Their terms of work, no, they just, yeah. Okay, I'd like to say, show me a photo of your husband, because every Trump supporter I know has pro-America stuff on. They're going to live for that. You, show me your boyfriend with all that stuff, because if you have a true, if you, because they're just making it up. They're bullcrap. They don't know anything. They don't have it. And then when they start talking to them, the more they talk to them, it's like, oh, those, they're called vetting. So we make sure that only good people come in here. And the people that are voting for Biden are the ones that, oh, we need to have, like, any, we need to make sure you're not, where's your mask? You're going to infect me. You have a 700-pound woman with an oxygen tank on a wheelchair yelling at someone because they're not wearing a mask. You're going to make me sick. But that type of person is the one that's going to be like, well, voting for Biden, that's going to bring in all these people that who knows what they've been vaccinated for, what they haven't. And that's where we're at. And it's like, we have people, now I want to have people that, to come here legally, the right way. I don't want to have people that, like, okay, they're going to come here and bam, they're innocent citizens. No, I'm going to have, you're going to come to America, you're going to earn it. Now, some of those people actually I think would be great in this country because they come from Venezuela. They don't want that crap here. Hopefully they would get enough of those people that know, okay, I heard all this rhetoric that the Democrats are pushing, and they would be like the Cubans that, oh, I've been there. I've had what Biden is offering. I want what Trump's offering. I've been under a dictatorial, authoritarian, top-down, bottom-up, inside-out regime where if you can go to the bathroom, you better thank the dear leader, because if someone comes in your house and there's stuff in your toilet and you're not allowed to go, what are you going to do with it? Because you can't flush it, because as soon as you flush, they'll know you went. And even if you didn't go anything, you accidentally hit the handle, you're still going to get punished. We do have a pathway to citizenship, and I support the people that come here legally that do it the right way, because Democrats think that, oh, since I support legal immigrants, I'm against any type of someone not from America. Kyle, this country hasn't changed, man. No, it hasn't changed. Trust me, I know it hasn't. They couldn't show Elvis's hips because of stuff, because it was provocative. And what was in the Grammys? Dr. Seuss is bad, but the Grammys are great. I'm just saying. I mean, show me where I'm wrong. Show me where Dr. Seuss is bad, but Cardi B is great. And I think the fact that now they're going after, like, Eminem and some of these people, that they're like, yeah. They're kind of like, what? Because my niece is even like, bleep them. They're going after Eminem? Hell no. And I'm like, maybe when they start going after people that they like anti-Trumper type people and they try to shut them up, maybe that will wake some of the Dems up to realize that, hey, they can be censored too. I mean, this notion that, oh, you're a Trump supporter. You're a Trump supporter. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm a Trump supporter. Yeah. I'm for America. I want freedom. I support a president that trusts a law-abiding citizen with a gun. Oh, and I do want to make a statement here because, you know, Joe Biden actually didn't fall down the steps. That's false. On Air Force One, what actually happened was the earth shook up and down very quickly due to the man-made global warming caused by the Trump administration policies, you know, because since we got out of the Paris Climate Accord and all this stuff, you know, we're all going to die. You know, it started with the wind turbines freezing over, you know. I mean, it's costing millions of dollars a day to halt this border construction at the wall. This, you can't make the earth, America was better climately than before, but, oh, they take us out of the Paris Climate Accord. How dare they do that? I'm like, well, then you, how about this? You send me money, and I'll send it to the Paris Climate Accord. You give me the money. I'll be like that. If you want to donate money to the Paris Climate Accord, you send it to me, and sort of like GoFundMe, I keep a percentage as like a fee. And then, you know, like 85%, 90% stays with me for a fee, and then the rest I send off. I mean, that's, look at these people that have like, that are for like, I'm against climate change. We need to do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I've got 15 homes and 30 private Lear jets and all kinds of boats. And I got one of my 15 houses uses more electricity in 1 week than your house uses in like 10 years. But, you know, you need to turn your lights off. No. If the politicians tell you to do something, you need to do the exact opposite of what they tell you. They tell you, you need to conserve energy and leave your lights off. But they're not going to do it. Well, you're probably paying for their electricity anyways. Like, I want to get into something I thought about with Jose Mourinho and Louis Van Gaal and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. If they're only going to take your, if they're not going to take your first three or four picks and you're going to get like a fifth or sixth pick, then you need to really push players that you don't want as your first and second pick and pray to God they don't take them. And really, really, Jadon Sancho, I don't know. If you get him, I don't care, whatever. He's like my fifth pick, sixth pick. Put him on the list down the line. That way, the players you really want are at the back end of the list. That way, when you get to the ends, when they pick, like, when you get, like, your fifth, sixth, or seventh pick, one of them's, like, a decent player. Yeah, my number one target is Jerome Boateng. I want to get Fellaini back. But, seriously, folks. Remember, folks, two wrongs don't make a right. But MTV's host, Soxing Park, has come out and said that the company is a hotbed for racism. For some reason, I always speak the way they do. Like, whenever I gave up. MTV can still do all kinds of stuff in regards to music. You go on YouTube and they have Guitar Magazine and they do tours of like the Gibson Factory and you could still do like now you could be doing live concerts. And if you could still be doing music in some form. Nope, now it's I'm 13 and pregnant on Jersey TV. I stopped watching. When it started, like, okay, when they had, like, the remote control thing on, I'm like, where's the music? Yeah, it's kind of a neat game show, but I'm like, oh, good, the music's back, the music's back. Pregnant teens killed the music videos. Pregnant teens killed the music videos. With all the, Jackass was kind of a neat thing. But, you know, it got old really quick. But still, you know, it's like, okay, I'm there for music. That's your first day on the job. Okay, so am I going to interview bands? What am I doing? No, this is MTV. You're going to be doing narrating for I'm 12 and pregnant. What? I came here because it's MTV, music television. I was expecting to go to, like, the Ludwig Drum Factory and the Fender Bass, you know, and do tours and talk about them. Well, I do know that, you know, that we've dumbed down our society so much that, like, you have to have warning it contains peanuts on the back of your peanut jar. I want to meet that person that's definitely allergic to peanuts. Dumb enough to pick up the peanut jar and try to eat the peanut butter, but smart enough to read the label on the back to... I'm definitely allergic to peanuts. Before I eat this peanut butter, let me read the back and see what's in this stuff. Peanuts. Wow. Who knew? That's just what we live in. You have to put warning labels on peanut butter that it contains peanuts because people can soak them down. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Wherever you are listening around the world, you know, that's just what we live in. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Biden will let us in. Biden will give it. I don't get nothing for free, but And what's funny, and she's claiming that there's like these white male executives have been like used racial slurs about her in the workplace. I would love to know exactly what she said, because there was, if you ever seen, I think it's Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back or whatever, and they do the, I can't believe they're going to call me and Dante a bunch of porch monkeys. You can't use that term. Why not? My grandma used to say it to us all the time when we just sit at the porch. That's a racial term. No, it's not. Yes, it is. And they went and they did all these things. And I showed it to my mom and they're like, oh, everyone used all that terminology. We were racially slurred. Oh, you're just a hillbilly white cracker. You have to dip your crackers in water, cracker, because you don't have no teeth. Everyone was made, when I went to school, everyone made fun of everybody. And guess what? They kept making fun of you until you made fun of them back. The more crap they gave you, the more crap they gave you. If you gave them crap back, they're like, dang. They would just see how far they could put, like, they were just having fun with you. But if you didn't fight back and give them crap back, then hey, they'll just, hey, man, I can keep going and keep going and keep going. I mean, I know people that like will come up and pat you on the shoulder and stuff, and I guarantee you, this is no joke. I can see he's doing what's natural to him, and this girl's like flipping out, like, he's touching me, what the heck? And it's just like that. There's a thing called hate speech and speech that you hate. I can see how make them say anything to me and I could show you what that's hateful to me. But at the same time, that's hateful to me. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Someone can make anything considered hate speech. He must not care about me because he didn't put his hand on me and comfort me. If I would have done that, you would have said, what are you sniffing me? There, Mr. Wannabe Biden. And it's a double, you can't win type thing. If you wouldn't have been there and touched her, she would have complained that you weren't comforting her. Okay. But if you comfort her, oh, you're just trying to get that. That's you're getting a little bit too intimate. That's sexual. I'm suing. It goes back to the make anything up you want to about COVID. It's a pandemic. Well, not really. Well, if I touched you in this way, you're going to scream sexual assault. I touch her in this way, like, oh, I'm comforting her. She loves that. She's in tears because she knows that I care and I'm there for her. Well, you do that to one person. What comforts one person is harassment to someone else. I'd rather have someone say I didn't do enough to them than pat them on the back and, oh, you hit me. We got surveillance, and I'm suing because you hit me. It all goes back to that. Give me a word, and I will find a way to where someone could come out. Not necessarily me per se, but I can find a way to where someone could say it's offensive. It has the word he in it, and that's sexist, so we can't have that. I'm just saying, you know. But hey, it's okay. It's okay, folks. It's the new normal. I believe that they have facial recognition software that can go through masks, and you putting on masks, they're putting it to the test in real world applications. Now you can sit there and go in a laboratory and put a mask on and then have a camera come out you and film you with and without, but in a real world situation where you're running around, and can they really, sort of like the images on Mars, and they're like pristine, crystal clear, and the images from a surveillance camera, and it's like a blurry thing. Well, from the image here, it looks like the guy kind of has some, he might have like long hair kind of, but we're not really quite sure if that's just part of a hood. It looks like from that little black thing hanging down, that might be a knife or a gun. We're not quite sure. It could just be a payday candy bar, but the clerk behind the counter said he was threatened and attacked by this man right here. You know, it's one of those things, you know. But it's okay, folks. If COVID don't get you glowing warm and well, that's right. Don't worry, because Jason Miller has come out, and this is going to be cool. Trump will be launching his own social media platform in the next coming months. And I hope it's good, and it's not, I don't want a bot-filled crap. Because, like, whenever he was on Twitter, like, 99% of what he had on Twitter, I mean, over half the comments were so anti, I mean, why are you living in America if you're commenting like these, they had to have been bots or some sort of, like, email, like they weren't real. So, like, I've heard that a lot of companies, if you look at all the great comments, more than likely they're, like, not at all, they're, like, bots. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because since he's off Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all this, but then some people say they want to stick it to him, like, well, I'm not leaving Twitter. No. And some people are like, well, like, how? Show me how every American leaves Twitter that's really going to hurt Twitter. They're still going to find a way to make money. But a Canadian man is actually jailed after misgendering his daughter because she is transgendered. So she thinks she's a man, and he's been jailed. She even fair warned. Now, what do we refer to people? Because I'm afraid to talk to him. How do you address somebody that you don't know if they're... Because you can't now. You just can't simply now. We live in a world where you just can't assume that someone thinks they're a male or female. How do I know that person doesn't think she's a bottlenose dolphin? What did you just say? Oh, I forgot. You don't speak dolphin. On your application there, it doesn't have anywhere where I can list that I don't see myself as a man or a woman. I see myself as a rare bluefin bottlenose dolphin, okay? Okay, I've had MRIs, CAT scans, nuclear x-rays, contrasting CAT scans, MRI. I've had it all. My MRIs did not come up with gills. I can pull down my pants and I can tell my gender. Well, nice for you, but, you know, some people think they're a squirrel, you know. Well, I'm actually half... I believe I'm a half skunk, half cat, you know? Yeah, I'm the black cat half. So I'm kind of like only half bad luck if you walk in front of me. And that's what I think, you know? And the dude's been arrested. Roger Hoglund, a father of a 14-year-old biological female who identifies as transgender and prefers male pronouns, was found in contempt of court and jailed on Tuesday after repeatedly calling his child his daughter, despite the court forbidding it. The court forbidden him from calling his biological daughter a daughter because she doesn't like to be called daughter. So he's been thrown in jail. That's the problem. You have like, oh, you're a 2-year-old. You're able to tell yourself, And then you get parents that get legal right to, okay, yes, I wanted a boy and we got a girl, so we're giving her male hormones and we're gonna do the reconsignment surgery here. We're preparing for it because as soon as she's old enough to do it to where it won't really hurt her. What essentially they're saying is, God, you screwed up. God don't make mistakes. I'm so tired of, that's what we're getting to. Well, I wanted a girl and God gave me a boy, so now I'm going to turn her into a girl and I'm going to start giving her hormones and I'm going to have reconsignment surgery. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's the new normal. You're going to be forced to social distance at home. Quarantining from anyone else, even though you don't have the virus. It's okay, folks. It's okay. It's the new normal. Don't worry. Get used to wearing a mask permanently. Don't worry. Oh, that camera in your house? Get used to it. It's the new normal. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. It's for the greater good. Stay home and have your business fail and have you run out of money and have your ancestors who came here with $50 and started a great company, just have it fall in the toilet. It's for the greater good. Oh, we need to keep these anti-American Amazon and Walmarts flourishing. Oh, but when it comes to the mom-and-pop places that started by legal immigrants that came here with $50 that made something of themselves, oh, they're bad. Ooh, yeah, that's no good. We can't, Nope. Sorry. Sayonara, Sodom. It's not good. Got about 4 minutes when I get into the Premier League, but thank you all so much for tuning in. It's okay, folks. It's for the greater good. It is. It's for the greater good. Seeing all these hundreds of mom-pa places shut down so that we can have the corporate money machines control everything. You're going to buy made in China because that's all we're going to sell. Oh, you didn't know that we got bought by China? Yeah, we did. I'd rather be a conspiracy theorist and, I don't know, question every single solitary thing with boldness than be some woke sheep believing whatever I'm fed. And whenever you bring up, because I posted this, it's been a year since most of you became afraid of dying, but in reality, you wasted a year being afraid of living. Live. I know somebody that literally does just that. They stayed at home. They didn't go anywhere because they were so paranoid because that's what the media told them to do. And what they do, they died within days of each other, not from COVID. But it's okay, folks. It's fine. It's okay. Just get used to the new normal. Just get used to... I've joked that, okay, remember the glory days because of a stadium packed full of people? It ain't never going to happen. Forget about it. An NCAA tournament with a stadium packed house? Forget about it. Never again. Well, they might have fans in the stands, you know, just like family members or whatever, and they'll be like four seats apart. And that's if you're lucky. That's if you even get a go. Concerts in person, forget about it. I'm debating. I don't even know if they'll even have them this year. I'm surprised we didn't have them last year, but... And I think they'll have the 500 this year, like they say, but I wonder how many people are even going to be there or how many they're going to allow. Not that it's... And I'm wondering if it's going to be like if Roger Penske wants to just say, screw it, full house or not, you know. Because that's, you know, getting people back to living their lives and learning to live with diseases like we already have, that's Neanderthal talk. No, because why aren't the homeless villages, why aren't they extinct? Why haven't the homeless died out? They live on the street. They don't social distance. They don't have access to, they don't really bathe. They don't have access to any sterile conditions, but I'm trying to understand. Why aren't they all, if this is so bad? If I need to stay away from people so that I don't get people sick and killed, whatever the case may be, why aren't they dying in droves? I mean, I'm asking. I mean, someone wants to let me and chime in on that? I want to get into Premier League news now, and thank you so much for tuning in. What a FA Cup game. What a... Okay, take Donny Van de Beek and Pogba off. Really? Keep Fred on? Some of the things he did don't make sense. I'm not saying, I look at this is what I think needs to happen at United. Manager needs to be backed. You need to get Pereira, you need to get like Mata, Jones, there's like five people that need to go there, Deadwood, get them out the door. All he needs is people under him. And nothing against Michael Carrick, ex-players, nothing against people that dominated, but I want someone that's been in a coach role, that's been under a manager, you know, either a Byron Leverkusen or like AC Milan or PSG that has been at the top level. That, okay, that's got some pedigree. Yeah, Ollie's the manager. These guys are coaches. They kind of know. They can help you out. Yeah, you're a club legend. You got us the treble. Wayne Rooney's one of the top scorer at Manchester United of all time. Doesn't mean he's going to be the greatest manager of all time. He could be the worst ever. If he goes to some clubs like Derby County and he dominates and he turns it around and he does some things, okay, yeah, he's played at three clubs. He went from Derby County, he went to AC Milan, and he went to PSG and he dominated as a manager. Okay. He's next legend. Let's give him a shot. Because I think even if you got like Zidane in there, he wouldn't be bad. He would be as good as he could be with the players he has. I think this is what should happen too. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what should happen also, one of the big things I think should happen is I think if like when Jose came back from the U.S. tour and 18 and wasn't backed and this and that, when I would sit there and I'd push really badly that I want these players, and the first three or four are ones you don't really want, but you're in your head, your number one pick, the guy that you want the best is Jadon Sancho. Put him like your fifth on the list. You're not going to dominate if they don't get your first and second choices. Well, if they're picking your fifth and sixth choices or seventh choice on your list, make the players you really, really want the sixth and fifth and seventh choices. Well, we're not. Well, these are his top three. We're not doing these. Put some top players up there. That way, when they sit there and they, whoa, wow, yep, that's right. Yep. Yep, my fifth choice is, my sixth choice is Jadon Sancho, you know, whatever. Don't really want him, but if you give him to me, I'll take him. Yeah, and have like players that if they do, and make it to where like if you have a decent player, like, yeah, my first choice is Jamie Vardy. You know, that way, if they actually give you your first or second choice, they're not great, but they're not bad. Have them to where, if they give them to you, you'll take them. You don't really want them, but you would take them because they'd be decent. Maybe not great, but they'd be decent. And then, as the farther on down the line the list goes, the higher up the player is, the higher the, like, the... So your sixth choice is Cristiano Ronaldo. Yep, my seventh choice is Jadon Sancho. My fifth choice, you know, that way, seriously. Because they're not backing the manager. And I think if you got a Zidane in there, he would only go so far before the manager would be like, this is the best I can do. They're not backing me. I mean, maybe you need a Zidane to come in here and be like, okay, before I take this, yes, I'm considering the job at United, but I need these five players gone. I want the real director, you know. I think they want like an Alex Ferguson. See, but even Alex Ferguson was trying to do so much with so little. Kind of like, and that's what they're trying to do. How can we get a manager that's going to win us titles and stuff, spending as little as possible? They're running it like a business, not like a football club. And that's the problem. Ollie is not necessarily the problem, but he's not the solution either. Get rid of Ollie, and you're going to have the same issue until you correct some of the problems. I'm not saying that Ollie's decisions on the pitch are the greatest. You need to have people under him that know what the heck they're doing. That have, yeah, I've been a coach at AC Milan and PSG, Bayer Leverkusen, Ajax. I've done some amazing stuff. I would take Van der Sar as a real director of football because he's done it. He's done that role. No, someone that's been at the club for 7 years, we're just going to give you that namesake. That way, you guys have been bitching that we don't have a director of football. Shut up, mate. We got one. mean, they might as well have taken Ed Woodward's nephew and said, yep, he's going to be the director of football. He knows. He watches. Bloody hell, the guy's 12. You wanted the director of football, you got one to shut up, right? It's a business. We don't have to pay him. Look at the British law. Instead of getting someone in there that's good. Because, I mean, get rid of Ollie. And it's sad because he's had his dream job. And it's going to be 90 seconds. It's going to be screwed because they're not going to give him. He's making mistakes because he's learning on the job. But at the same time, they're not backing him at all either. And there was a guy that was on the stand that did this whole thing about, with like Joe say, that he was like, when he found out he wasn't getting anyone, I think he just said, well, screw this. I'm going to run this into the ground. I'm just going to keep picking Fellaini and Fellaini and Fellaini. And I think he knew he wasn't the answer. And I wonder if Ollie is kind of like, well, this is who I wanted as a player, but you gave me Donnie Van de Beek. I didn't want him. He's not my signing. He's your signing. I wonder if he was even on his list. And he's like, well, I'm just going to put a middle finger to y'all and be like, screw this. But then he makes some other mistakes. He just makes you wonder. Sometimes I wonder if he does some things on purpose. It's because he's like pissed off at the owners. I don't know. But anyways, folks, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next, this coming Thursday, good night and God bless. See you all Thursday. Bye-bye.